Today is a gift, a fresh opportunity to change your life with God's Word. A day to take responsibility and overcome challenges. A day to take on the world with a different mindset. Welcome to Firm Foundation.
Go to 1 John chapter 5 with me. 1 John 5. Well, let's start from 1 John 4. Are you there? Verse 4. 1 John 4, 4. You have God, little children. Okay, you belong to God, my dear children. That's the Living Translation. You have God, little children, and have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Verse 5. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world does what? We have God. It is only he that knoweth God that hears us. He that is not of God does not hear us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. Or this is how we know the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Of error. Verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And it went on and on and on and on and on. So, verse 4 said, please just hold it there. We'll do 1 John chapter 5. Verse 4 said, you have got little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Please hear this. Hear this. Until the knowledge of the greater one overwhelms you, the world will distract you. If you have not arrived at treasuring the call that you carry, especially to the music ministry, the world will over. Listen, the only antidote for overcoming the world is knowing that greater is he that's in than he that's in the world. That's your key to overcoming, right? That's verse 4. Then verse 5 now said, so that you don't expect to hammer the way they hammer. Because we hammer, but the process of our hammer is different. They are of the world. So the things they speak, the language of their expression is of the world. And it is tailored such that the world will hear them. Please hear me. The world, there is a system. It's called the cosmos. And the cosmos is actually a prevailing pattern of thought. Now, the problem is, if you don't accept that the greater one lives in you, is anybody hearing me? If you don't accept that the greater one lives in you, you will consistently, in trying to catch up with trends or trying to be relevant, you consistently find yourself looking for expressions from Babylon to get out of Zion. Now, when you start to look for expressions out of Babylon, it means that your heart has not come to rest with the greater one who lives in you. Let me say this to you. I have found that whether you are speaking in skill, in musicality, in dexterity, I found out that the greater one who lives in me is enough. If I add to the greater one who lives in me, I will add to it those who have had the greater one live in them before me. Do you understand me? Which is what you call role modeling. So I look for somebody who has embraced the greater one. Let me tell you something to prepare for ahead of
your music ministry if you want to do music ministry. A day will surely come. There's none of us that I know that did not face it. A day will surely come where Satan will put a threat in front of you and he will tell you clearly that if you do this music the way you are doing it, you will end up hungry. I will tell you, everyone who susceptibly listened to that voice never made it to the top in the worship world. Everyone who damned that voice, that I know, made it to the top in the worship world. Because let me tell you something. While the world does music to appeal to its hearers, we do music for the audience of one. And if that audience of one is exalted and pleased, he has what it takes to draw all men to you. I always say it. People, well, it depends on how you see it. We do music, and music requires skill. And I love skill. One day we were in a meeting, it was a music minister's retreat, and I said to them, my voice is not as good as Nat's. I'm not. Olumide was sitting there, and I said, I don't sing like Domwen, like Olumide. And those guys have got stuff. But I have something. There's a presence I come from. When I shout that presence into your bones. It now makes that all my musical flaws, you will not hear it. They're not born you. You cannot see it. Me too. Sometimes when I'm playing back and the anointing has come down, then I say, yeah, see the note you hit there, boy. Do you understand it? Those guys too have got presence. So I used to tell my team, I said, God is covering our shame. He used to release plenty presence when we sing so that nobody can see all the square, square and the things we have done. Listen, I found out that we arrived at being satisfied. Please hear this. We arrived at being satisfied that what we were producing was aiding God do what he wants to do on the earth. Nobody arrives there and dies in obscurity. Let me settle all of your musical fears. No man lights a candle to hide it under a bushel. Question is, have you permitted God to light your candle? God is not a fool. He cannot invest so much into you with the intent to put you in obscurity. So if you stay in the place where God makes investment in you, leave God. He'll be the one suffering to announce you. Did you get it? Do you understand what I mean by God will be suffering to announce you? Because he's looking into an environment and he's saying, nobody can get this thing done for me the way he will, the way she will. This morning, when I woke up, for some reason, I had to refer to my YouTube page. And I went there and I saw that, there was a new comment. So I love to read the comments on my YouTube page. There are normally not too many, so it's easy to read. They're not like Facebook. Facebook, you wake up one day, there are 1,200 comments. Just the Lord bless you all. So I saw, there was a new YouTube. And then somebody wrote on my YouTube channel this morning. And she said, these songs that Pastor Chintok and his team are birthing are not getting the global attention that they deserve. When I read it, I said, who? It's God's business. Now you see, I would have said to myself, that's true. What do we do to? Hey, there are things that belong to me. They are the things that belong to God. I will not now leave my assignment to now be doing God's assignment. Do you understand? I'll give you it straight from scripture. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And in due time, He will lift you. Excuse me. Role divided. What is my role? Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Right? What is his role? So if I find myself organizing my lifting, whose work am I doing? And you know, if I do God's work, there's only one work left. My work. And my work is humble yourself. So since I'm now doing God's job, you now say, let me cook my help you do your own. And if God follows you to humble you, if God decides to humble you, you will say, you will do record. You will buy, your wife will buy, your father will buy, and that will be the last person that will buy. Then you find yourself in front of radio stations begging them, please, play my music. Even yesterday, they sent me a proposal from a radio station, and they said, please, they want to play my songs on Sunday morning. I said, but you people said that if a song is longer than 4 minutes, you can't take it on media. Most of my songs are 14 minutes, 11 minutes, 12 minutes. And the problem you have with my song is that when you start, you cannot stop. And if I want to worsen your situation, I'll now preach inside the song. Do you understand it? So, who now set the standard and said, so you go to studio, you have things that God wants to say through you, and somebody has already told you, if you pass 4 minutes, no publicity for you. Follow my example. They've been calling, they said, that Trace Gospel is looking for my video. I said, if they are looking for the video, they should call me. I said, until they call me. Then my secretary said, somebody from Trace. I said, who is it? They said, the one something producer, something. I said, no, I'm not giving. I said, I'm waiting. If the manager of the station. I'm not hungry. If you look at me, you know God is taking care of me. Hey. So that when they say, we want to play your music, I tell them, have you considered the amount of time? Because I will sue you if you play my song and cut it at 4 minutes. You did not express. If you pay you, leave my song for me. When I'm ready, I will start my channel and play it on it. Listen to me. A believer is not under pressure. I've become the apostle of no pressure. I've sat everywhere and I tell people, no pressure. If anything puts you under pressure, don't do it so that the thing will die. Let me give you a story, all related to music, but to help you. Some guy came to me and he told me he was in debt in our church. And I said, how much? The money wasn't so much, 150K. So I was thinking, what do we do to solve this? The Holy Ghost told me, don't do it. He said, go and ask him how I entered debt. So I went back and I said to him, how did you enter this debt? He said that his father, as he said the father, I was seeing the guy in the spirit. I was seeing the father with a bag behind him, collecting money from the boy and throwing it there. So I stood there. He said, the father will call him and say, the mother's kidney trouble has started. They need 20,000 for drugs. He will send. Then this one will send. Then when his salary has finished, when the father calls for another problem, then he will borrow and send. So I looked at him. I said, hey, we're done. Holy Spirit, our helper. You must be the Holy Spirit. He said, but sir, it's my father. I said before, is he your uncle? It's your father now. So I said to him, come. I said, I'll tell you what you'll do. ask the Lord, in my salary, what should I designate for my parents monthly? Then I told him, because of your foolishness, you will also ask the Lord, how much will you spare your salary every month to pay your debt? Then what will be left? I say, write it in a paper and bring it home. So he wrote it and brought a constructive plan to pay off his debt in 6 months and how much was going to send to his parents. So I said to him, from today, if they call you from home, if they say your mother's head is inside water. So I said to him, if you didn't have a job, what would you do? I said, it's your father. That's your problem. Because he knows you now have a job, he's throwing everything on you, even at capacities you cannot handle. And you are so cursed, you don't have no in your mouth. You know how you know a person who is cursed? He does not say no. Titus said, the grace of God that brought us salvation from heaven has appeared to all men, teaching us to say no. No is godly. I said to him, don't be uncompassionate. If the situation is dire and you are sure it is dire, whatever you have to do, do it. But don't make a custom of creating a canker worm. Then the president died. He told me that the next month his father called him. I said, any money for it? He said, the money I sent you at the beginning of the month, that's what is coming to you for this month. As the pressure began to die, he now found out that nobody was dying on the other end. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes when pressure comes to you, say to yourself, say, highest, I'll be a beggar for the rest of my life. It's okay. Let me now do this God and see how I'll beg. Then you see whether you will beg. Another one was a pharmacist. And his mother tried for him. She was selling bread. That's the money she used to send him. She was selling it by the roadside. The moment she heard he had become a pharmacist with his father, all of them just thought, our rest has come. So he was walking. They were taking back arrears. They said to him, you know, your sister now has to go to school. She's going to the university like you. We trained you so that you can train her. I said, okay. When he told me all the things that are on his head, the small 250 he collects at the end of the month is already divided in his family to zero. So I said to him, come, learn wisdom. I said, call your father. Tell him how much you are going to be giving him every month. My suggestion, 50K. I said, when you were in the university and they were selling bread, what was the average income in your house? You see, many of us carry pressures that are not ours, so wisdom becomes far from us. I said, how much was your father's income? He said when his father was taking salary, his income was 30-something thousand. I said, oh, no, no, his father was still taking salary. He had not resigned. Retired us at that time. I said, how much was your mother making out of bread? He said, it's what she buys that day, the profit, 1.5, 1.2. And that's what they used to feed every day. I said, so right now, people who used to live around an income of 50,000, if you add them a 50,000, is their life not better? He said, yeah. I said, out of that 250, take another 70, 80,000. Designate a 30,000 somewhere and tell yourself, all my sisters and brothers, by the time they are ready to go to school, this one should match up. If any one of them tells you he wants to go to a private university, tell him the person will pay his school fees. There are sufficient federal universities in Nigeria for them to go. And if you keep 30,000 naira every month, every time they're ready to go to school, there's enough to pay their school fees and at least get them a place to stay. Have you? I said the other 50K, keep it in one account. Call the account my mother. I will tell you what to do with it after 20 months. Because he's a wise son, he did it. You know, some foolish people are wiser than their pastors. He did it. Then he came to me, I think about 12th, 15th month, and I said to him, hey, I said, boy, how are people doing? He said, they are doing a lot better than I thought. Oh. He said, even went home, they bought a new rug. I said, see. That time you were killing yourself and space. Don't carry it, pressure that, no. So after 15 months, I said, how much do you have there? He said, 750,000. I said, the area where your mother lives, you can get her a shop for 150,000. He said, it's true. I said, go and get her a shop. Use another 200,000 naira to set the shop. Use another 500,000 naira and stock up the shop. She does not deserve to sit under the sun anymore. She has a noble son. He did it. The last time I sat with him, a few months ago, he said that the sister, when she was in school, he said he had been trying to tell me that for like 5-6 months, but had hardly met me. He said before the pandemic, his sister had called home from school to say she was in need. And that he called the mother and said, your daughter called me and said she was in need. Then the mother said, you have done enough. Let me take care of that one. So I went the way of showing you legitimate pressure. Because you know that's legitimate. My mother. Hey. In this kingdom, we achieve nothing under pressure. So let me go back to your subject. It means that whatever puts, especially the pressure to succeed and be known. I was sitting with him. One day, I met a foolish singer. Very foolish. He came to me and said, Pastor Tito, then the first thing he told me is, sir, if I had your followership on Facebook and YouTube, what I would do with it? I just turned and I said, that's why you don't have it. You know why? It's very simple. You are looking for followership. No. Me, come on, following God. There is no way my generation will not follow me. Please listen to me. I'll say a few things, touch one scripture, and we're out. So I found out that whether you are called to the holy priesthood or you are called to the royal priesthood, as long as you are Christian in your foundation. Now, let me not take it for granted that we all understand what I'm talking about. Do you understand it? Okay. In 1 Peter chapter 2, you'll find out that the holy priesthood, according to verse 5, is the priesthood that is designed to offer up spiritual sacrifices unto God by Christ Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the royal priesthood shows forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It means that within the context of music, please get my words very carefully, within the context of music, you can be called to offer up spiritual sacrifices publicly. And you can also be called to show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness publicly. There are two different kinds of ministry. The first kind of ministry is the kind of ministry that serves in church. The second kind of ministry is the kind of ministry that serves in the world. And in my sincere opinion, and I'm not saying this so that you can also get under pressure or prove that you had a point. I know some of you, you're always point provers. Do you understand it? In my sincere opinion, the church has done a good job at raising singers within the holy priesthood. But we have not been able to teach accurately what it takes to raise singers within the royal priesthood. Because singers within the royal priesthood are not, they don't serve inside church. The closest I have seen, and I'm sincerely not impressed, forgive me, The closest I have seen to that level of interface is Timi Dakolo. And I'm not impressed. I'm not saying it. I'm not playing him down. God knows. I'm not. One of the things that I respect, that I love deeply, I'm saying that because we have to deal with both the palace priests and the temple priests. One of the things that I respect, sorry, you have forgotten that people are here. You are hearing me, Abby? So I can face them. Thank you. One of the things that I love and respect, listen, if you meet Timi anywhere, he will tell you the people who raised him. Family Worship Center in Abuja, Pastor Ina and Sarah Omako. Do you understand it? So by the time Timi was doing The Voice, even in The Voice, you could tell this boy is a church boy. And one of the things Timi has done, in the midst of all of his showboy and superstar, I'm sure that even he will be surprised to hear me preaching this. One of the things that Timi has done, in the midst of all his showboy and superstar, is that number one, he has not failed from telling anybody that he is saved. His commitments to church are very evident, even though he likes churches that have a lot of light. Shine. Now, follow me. I'll tell you the second one, just so that your hearts can cool down. The second one is doing like he's on the fence. Doing like this. I don't listen to these guys, so. But because this is my constituency, when I see a thing, I can almost tell you, this is what's happening. So you will find that Timi was able to break through Nigeria's music without singing about a girl's breast once. In fact, he has almost become our official nationalist singer. With all we have, we'll defend our land. We believe in this nation. And we know we'll get there, right? He has almost... Timmy, let me not tell you some stories. One government invited Timmy to sing. Timmy said he's not coming. He doesn't like the president. When they kept pressing, he raised the charge. Then the minister that's called said, "What cannot happen? What cannot happen?" It's a while now. If people cannot pay. please, leave me alone. Let me preach the gospel. Are you following me? Now, but let me say something to you. In fact, those who believe they are called to the royal priesthood need a deeper sense of spiritual depth and a higher sense of spiritual covering. One, I hear that he grew up in this town. Johnny should have been, you know Johnny? Johnny Drio. You know Johnny's father is a pastor. I met him. I preached in a meeting and they brought him to sing. And he was singing In Christ Alone. I was looking for the words inside his phone. You know, In Christ Alone is like a hymn now. In Christ Alone, everybody should sing In Christ Alone with their eyes closed. Can you sing In Christ Alone with your eyes closed? In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid crown, firm to the fiercest doubt and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter. I'm hearing her. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless bane, this gift of love and righteousness,
scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I leave no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me, from life's first cry till final breath. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man could ever pluck me from his hands till he returns or calls me home. Here in the love of Christ,
in the power of Christ, I stand. The last one. In Christ alone, it's supposed to be a hymn. You're supposed to be able to sing it on the road. Now, hear me, because I perceive in my heart that I needed to do that digression. So that we don't speak to every singer as though every singer is a temple priest. We have temple priests, we have palace priests. Now, the work of the palace priest is to take the depth of the culture and the principles of Christ and express it within the context of song until he brings conviction to society as to what is the standard for morality. If you cut that definition, I will clap for you. I will attempt, because there are certain things you say by the Spirit. You think I was reading it somewhere. The work of the palace priest is to take the custom and the principles of the Word of God and translate it into a form that society can receive until he brings conviction to society as to what God's standards are, especially on the strength of morality. So, I believe that in this next phase of church existence, we need to create, as it were, many people whose values, whose customs are firmly rooted in Christ. And they interface with the world. Do you understand? So while everybody is doing shake up, your bum bum, oh yeah, make you shake up. The guy is speaking about love, but he's speaking about it within a context that is designed to bring conviction. Now hear me, if you are a singer, oh, you didn't hear that part, singer. That's some of you are singers. I'm not a singer. If you are a singer, one of the first things you want to sort, so you stop beating like this, like kobams. Is you need to determine, am I a temple priest or am I a palace priest? If you find that you are a temple priest, find the temple where you are called to serve. You will hit the world from there. Ask Sinatz. Ask Nat. Ask Victoria. Ask. Everybody whose worship makes sense globally, the first question you can ask about, you can answer about them is who their pastor is. Am I helping you? If you are a palace priest, your matter is worse. You have to go and find a pastor who understands the mandate that is upon you. Don't attend church. Tell the pastor, sir, I give you my life like I give it to Jesus. And I commit today that if you say stop, I stop. This one is a new pattern. I'm telling you now. Because we can't bind every singer in church. And yet, we cannot send you to die. Because by the time you attend two award ceremonies, and they invite you for one late night party, you have to be able to know what to say no to. One person I can refer you to, almost with my eyes closed, in that, in Hollywood, is Denzel. Denzel is born again to his core. If you have ever seen Denzel with his shirt removed, show me the movie. He won't take the role. And if you see Denzel Washington in a movie, be sure that at the end of the movie, somehow it will make sense. It will call to a standard of morality. If it does not, forget about it. What's the name of your Wakanda boy that just died? The guy could boldly tell the world that there's no Black Panther without Denzel. And Denzel didn't know him. Denzel just heard that some black boys were about to lose their admission. But you see, you cannot do that kind of work without... Don't ask me why I did not mention Tyler Perry. I said, don't ask. You put us to your instruction. Leave me. On the other end, because let me tell you one of the things that Satan is packaging. Satan is packaging certain people who look moral, but whose intent is devilish. E.g., Tom Hanks, Morgan Freeman. Pastor, how do you know? Because I'm human. But you see, I don't watch movies the way you watch them. You watch movies for entertainment. I watch movies for interception. Because I need to know what Satan is birthing in my generation and nip it to the bud. I sat my church down and I brought a movie by Morgan Freeman, Lucy. That is the strongest expression of the birthing of the man of iniquity I've seen in a movie. And if many people don't tell you, you cannot see it. The first day I watched it, first day, I was sitting next to my wife and I was watching. And I said to my wife, this is what they are trying to portray. This is what they are trying to portray. This is the next thing they are trying to portray. You know that out of that movie, Morgan Freeman started a TV show. And the essence of the TV show is to open the portal of the spiritual and keep God out of it. Are you following me? Now more than ever before, we need people to intercept those people in those places. And yet, your priesthood and consecration has to be deep. Because what you want to ask yourself right now is, how many movies did they give Denzel and say, if you can remove your top, 200 million. Not in Naira. USDs. Because, excuse me, I hope you know that the first movie that Denzel will remove his clot, we say. People will buy it for sexual appeal. Because I hope you know that the exposure of the human body is not onto sex. Have you know that? What they sell in Hollywood? No. It's sex appeal. But the intent that they want to sell to you is not sex. The intent is so that you can overcome the desire that comes with bodies. Then in that state, you start to look for something else that will satisfy beyond a woman's body. That's how you arrive at being a homosexual. So those of you who are around the entertainment sphere, you need to understand that our war is different. It was the Holy Ghost who taught me that. He said, why do you think everything, they want to sell matches, a girl. They are selling candle. A girl is standing with her breast open. So I said to God, I said, Satan wants us to fall. Then I heard God laughing at me. He said, it's not the fall. It is that every time you see a person naked, the moment you ask the people who are married, the moment you see a person naked consistently, you arrive at the place where naked is not the matter. When you arrive at marriage, you know that sex is a decision, not a temptation. That's okay. I mean, I lie. When you marry, you will now know. I went to a marriage seminar and some bald-headed pastor. When I call a person bald-headed, it's not the lack of hair here. It's the lack of God covering. One bald-headed pastor was telling women that the best way to keep their marriage is that when their husband is back, they should go and wear sexy things. Okay, so she should wear cover shoe to cook. Listen, and I'm not an advocate that women should be dirty, or neither should men be dirty. That's not what I'm advocating. Everyone should be decent. But don't make people put hope in what is dead. Do you understand it? Their husbands are not looking at their wives. It's not about sex. It's about the fact that many of the disconnection points have caused that their hearts do not connect at the level of sex. I think it's sex they are selling. It's not sex they are selling in Hollywood. They are bringing men to the place where if they see a woman naked, it's nothing. We were eating in the restaurant with my sister in Lagos a few days ago. Three of us. We're sitting in that restaurant, and then everybody and everything female that entered that restaurant was not well dressed. Then one, my sister said to me, she said, "Hey, Pastor Chin talk. Why girls not they wear clothes for this town?" So me to answer that, I say, "Now your town now. For my town, that they wear clothes." Then she started saying to me that a girl was going to the mall to shop. Ebano. And she wore a shirt that stopped here. So it was right beneath her bum. Then she entered to shop and she was stretching like this. She said when she did it, her bum was literally out. Two things are happening. Somebody by entertainment made her believe that that's what is ideal. If you have to be in vogue, that's what you must do. And she accepted it. And at this point, the sacredness of the parts of her body that should have been hidden is gone. She's not thinking that way. Because you thought that they were selling song. But every song your Nigerian musicians are making, girls are by the swimming pool. Listen to me, we are at war. But you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them because if you don't accept that the principles that come out of the word of God are greater, that the person of Jesus is greater, you will be overrun by these guys. Are you following me? Have I dealt with palace priests sufficiently? So let me turn back to temple priests for a little while and then have you ask your questions. Nobody should ask me about Tyler Perry who fights. It's like you are ready to fight, right? Okay. Please hear me and understand what I have to say concerning this. Now, whether you are a temple priest or a palace priest, which was the statement I was making, your root in God's presence must never be deniable. The Daniel, for instance, was a palace priest. He was not a temple priest. There was not once Daniel led a service in a Jewish temple throughout the Bible. And yet, his consecrations were undeniable. Because let me tell you the truth. If you are contending with the devil of nakedness, it's not only the speaking of morality that will judge it. The power with which the speaking is done is what the judgment is. I'll give you one scriptural example. Are you ready for it? They caught a woman in the very act. Courage. Of adultery, have you? They caught her in the very act. Alone. She must be adulterating her wall or something. Caught her in the very act. Alone. And they pulled her out of the act. Alone. Because they didn't chase the guy. Maybe the guy too woke up, wore his cloth and carried stone and followed them. But they caught her alone. And then they brought her to Jesus. And of course they were going to tempt him. So he put his head down and was writing on the floor. They said, the law of Moses is clear concerning this one. We know you like to follow shortcut. That's why you not tell us that it's not an eye for an eye. Okay? Now this one is clear. What should we do to this woman? Jesus put his head down. Then he lifted up his head and said, he who is without sin shall cast the first stone. Let me give you a natural illustration. If I do it now, self, it's like if we're in a service now and I say, how many of you have kissed a girl that is not your wife before? How many people do you think will sincerely answer that question? Help me. How many people? How many people do you think will sincerely answer that question? That's when you hear people say to themselves, he that is in Christ is a new creature. Because they want to dodge something. I know you people. Don't ask me how I know you. Are you following me? So, don't you think that carrying the same situation, if Jesus said he who is without sin should cast the first stone, and a Pharisee was standing there, and a devout Jew was standing there, don't you think that even if it's for the sake of self-righteousness, the person should just throw stones so that he can give the impression? Don't you think that will have happened? No, don't you think that was prone to happen among human beings? It's like you gather government officials, you say, everybody stand up. Say, if you know you have not stolen government money, sit down. You just see everybody sitting. They are all righteous. We just don't know where the money is going. And hear me, it's not every government that is a thief. Not every governor. And it's just that the prevailing force on the earth is what we're talking about. You stand Nigeria's 36 governors. You know you have not defrauded Nigeria once. Sit down. It's Ganduje that will sit first. Blessed are you if you... Let me stop talking like this. So before I put them Pastor K in trouble, please. You see, my church, I used to do this kind of trouble. And I used to tell them, they want to arrest me. They should come arrest me. I'm looking for who tell me that I called Ganduje a thief. I will show him with video proof. And the man was caught as a thief and was re-elected as governor of Kano. Nigeria is a miracle. Let me leave Ganduje's matter. Do you understand it? I was saying that to say to you that even if it was out of self-righteousness, Somebody should have dared to cast a stone. But when Jesus said, if you are without sin, cast the first stone, it was not the words, it was the power. It made that conviction came with every statement. My guys, I wish I'd remembered that I was doing. Second, look for the video of Old and Gray. Let's see if we can play it. Multimedia, can we play it? It's on YouTube. Glow Tribe. Old and Gray. Three of my guys actually did a song. Right? And it was supposed to be a love song. Okay, one of the two people is Esther. Esther, I'm doing adverts now. I'm just realizing that you're the one. I just wanted to make a reference to the song. And I was really impressed by them. It was fully a love song. Right? But when you hear it, it's a love song a believer can hear and go to rest. One of the things I'm trying to put together now in Jos is a Christian nightclub. And every day is going to have a designation. Why are you very happy? You are planning? Is it what? Nightclub man. Listen, I'm trying to put together a Christian club. What I want to do is I want to create a sane environment for believers to be able to come in and have godly conversations. A place where a husband can take his wife in the evening. I'm still trying to demystify how we're going to do it though. Because somehow, it's either you're going to present your marriage certificate with wedding pictures at the door or something. Photos of. You know, criminals always have their way. But Christian club. I mean, we need a Christian club where you walk in and Sinach is blasting. What do you think I was going to be playing? Two-Face. Do you understand? There's no genre of music you are looking for. One of my best singers is Papa San. Poopa San. All my patois, I learned it from San. He used to be an old Jamaican reggae artist. We were friends with Bob Marley, or he was actually a mentee of Bob Marley. Until he met Jackie McCullough, who is now a bishop, right? Jackie McCullough, a lady. Then she got him saved. The first song he sang for her was Stay Connected to the Way. Stay connected to the creative power. Stay connected. That guy who did. You got to stay connected to the one that's right. Yeah, that's our guy. I have all of his albums. All. If I want to get loud, I raise all my glasses, air conditioned blasting, and music. Jesus, make me smile again. Jesus, make me scream again. Jesus, make me laugh again. Him teach me how to walk again, yeah. Oh, Lord, you're the only one. That's why me holding on so long. Hey. Every time me give my life unto my friends, then pick me up, he never tell a song, yeah. Oh, Lord, you're the only one. That's why me holding on so very long. If you see me, hey. Is anybody still here? I mean, we need fun times as much as we need worship times. We lock the door and dance crazy. Sometimes we don't even lock the door. We come to the parlor and drive everybody. You know, I my house is very large. I drive everybody out of the room. They must come out and dance. Then burn you. I'll be dancing in the parlor, then you'll now be sitting in the room. Who you? Where you? Is anybody understanding me? Now, listen to me. I'm saying that to say that at that level of interface, we still require a depth of spirituality. Okay, with the way you were looking at me, if they told you I was listening to Papa Sam, would you believe it? You used to think that I used to wake up with Domwen. But you see, God designed us for everything. There's a completion in God. Listen, I don't know why I took the time to speak about this today. Maybe it is to dissolve somebody's doubt and yet stop you from falling. So you don't arrive at falling because you are thinking this is just secular and gospel. No, it's not just secular and gospel. It's royal priesthood and holy priesthood. That you can do music and interface with the world. But your roots in Christ have to be deep. And if you are doing gospel, or if you are interfacing with the world, and your roots are deep, your words will tell us. Because there are many things you cannot compromise. Are you following? So the royal priesthood even requires a deeper sense of consecration than the holy priesthood. The moment you understand it, it will now make that you know that however you want to do music, your spiritual roots need to be deep. And the reason why you do your music can never be the pressure to hammer, the pressure to make it, the pressure to... No. If the pressure is gone, you will stay in the priesthood that God has set over you until God says to you, it's time. When God says to you, it's time, by the time you get up and you start hitting the world, every song you make, my guy Timmy signed a record. He signed with Virgin, a record deal. That was Christmas, right? Last year. And I just thought, they took him to London. When I say they took him to London, I'm not saying that was the first time I was getting visa. When I say they took him to London, I mean they took him. He recorded the song there. Now what you want to ask is, in that kind of day, if I was sitting around a table and somebody is holding a girl there, somebody is smoking a bowl there, somebody is drinking a strong drink there. What is the depth of consecration that makes that I can sit around that table and I'm not tempted by these things? It's because greater is He that is in me. That's the only way. It's the only way. So listen, the depth of our commitment to the greater one. Woo! Oh, my 30 minutes are finished. The depth of the commitment to the greater one will be what you will hold on to. Are you following me? If you want to make it as a worship, as a lead worshiper, as a worship leader, as whatever it is you want to make it as, your focus should be on the Lord. Have we found old and gray? Have you found old and gray for me? I found it. Are we ready for it on the screen? Once you are ready, just give me a thumbs up. Yeah. Listen, the moment you arrive at that depth of consecration, then you'll find out that your times and your seasons are in the hand of God. Hear me. This is where I'm going to close. The moment you establish that your times and seasons are in the hand of God, with every time and every season, one of the gifts that God will give you is contentment. Did anybody hear me? In every season. From the season where, oh, nobody's buying your records, or, oh, they're just inviting you to come and sing or come and play. How did Frank Edwards rise? Frank Edwards was supposed to be producer for Sinat. Keyboardist to Sinat. They said that's how they were trekking from studio to studio in Lagos that time. If they told you that Sinat was trekking, Sinat. trek. Do you understand it? It then tells you that the people you are looking at up there are the, we were the, all of us. How many concerts I went to, how many guitars I carried. We were the street boys. We were the guys who cleaned instruments before meeting started. I'm talking me. As at that time, for some level of sustenance, I used to sing backup for studios. But since it's only gospel song I used to sing, I don't sing it. I was not that hungry. Because if that was all I was going to get at the level where I was, are we good? If that was what I was going to get at the level where I was, then God had to give me the requisite contentment for that level. So it was good enough that I had a plate of rice to eat that went to back up, and then the person who came to do this thing now decided to buy moi moi for everybody. Moi moi is what we got. Moi moi, we bless the Lord. That's all. I didn't have the time to sit down and think, hey, my mates are now eating chicken. See what I'm suffering. Moi moi. The moment you put undue pressure on your soul, do you understand it? You will soon put your hand in iniquity. And you were thinking that if God can even just help you, let your music just make like 200,000 every month. Hey! Ask us. Oh, ask us. There are some of us who make 10, 20M monthly just out of singing and music, just honorarium for singing and music. And the purchase of our materials. 10M, 20M. By the time they tell you that a singer like you just bought 1 4-story in Lekki, and when they tell you how much the price of the 4-story is, and I'm telling you that they bought it at 320 million, then you now say to yourself, oh God, Lord, what did I do to you that others, do you understand what I'm saying? If you heard me, you would have heard what I needed to say. That really, contentment is not about how much you have or how much you don't. If you lack contentment, if we give you 10 billion today, your eyes will be on somebody else. Contentment is a gift that must accompany you through the journey, especially if what you want to do is a music ministry. So you can get up and they tell you, this guy that used to play bass with you, he's the one, he used to play the bass with you, he's the one who is now playing for so-so person. Do you know how much the person gives him every show? Every show is $3,000. And in 1 month, if they don't do show, it's like six. Then once you are standing there, the mass is complete. You have finished it. He said, oh boy, nobody this boy. Now me teach her in first chord. This thing is known for, I'm the first person that taught him, cool down. Time and chance happens to them all. What you must pray for is the wisdom and accuracy to discern when your time comes. Because you see, one of the things that happens to us is that many times we don't see our seasons because they don't come looking like season. So you must pray that the Lord will baptize you with discernment. I said three things today. I spoke about a depth of consecration, whether you are a holy priest or a royal priest. Secondly, I spoke about the gift of contentment. And now I just spoke to you about the grace of discernment, discerning the times. Because don't become too content that you become complacent. Do you understand? Contentment is not a curse. Contentment is the ability to live at the present level while you are trusting God for the next. But you are not in a hurry to enter into the next. You are not in a hurry. But what you need together with contentment is discernment. So it's not every opportunity I'm taking. Lord, show me what opportunity belongs to me. It's not every invitation I'm taking. Lord, show me what invitation belongs to me. The moment you become that discerning, one day they will call you to one big church in Lagos and they'll call you to one small church in Benin. Then the Lord will say to you, according to discernment and according to the seasons of your life, take the small church in Benin. What you did not know is that some great guy from London came to visit his mother in Benin. And that was the mother's church. And all he needed was to hear your voice once. He'd say, no, we cannot rest until we raise him. So you went to Lagos and collected 500,000 at the expense of your destiny. Because time and chance is ordained by God to happen to all. You understand it? Before they pray old and gray, pray the three prayers. Lord, deepen my consecration. Lord, bless me with contentment and give me discernment. Deepen my consecration. Let me know that it's not a waste of time to follow Jesus. Let Christ become my highest treasure. Let him be my greatest treasure. I am of God. I have overcome them. Because greater is he that lives in me than he that is in the world. Lord, let me realize that everything I'm looking for is in you. Let me be deepened there. And Lord, bless my heart with contentment. Help me never to be in comparison. Help me never to feel like my seasons are lost. Help me never. And even if I have lost seasons before, you are the God of restoration. I know that you are causing them to wait for me ahead. Now, Lord, add to me discernment. That's what you should pray. Lord, add to me discernment. Let me be able to discern. Let me know my times. Let me know my seasons. Let me know what opportunities I can take. Let me know what opportunities I must pass. Let me know. Strengthen my heart. Blessed be your name, Father. Lord, thank you for your people. Deepen our consecration. Bless our hearts with contentment and strengthen our discernment. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's watch Old and Gray, all right? Just a very simple video.
Your love is a raging fire. It's got me burning too. No matter what, I keep finding myself running back to you. Say you'll give me a chance, let our forever start today. I just want to make you understand, I hold your hand. With God by my side, I'd stay with you through the darkest night. Through mountains high and valleys low, I'd follow anywhere you go. Though it may not be all rosy, and the waters may seem rough, but together as one, we're gonna conform to the risen one. Forever by your side stay.
We could sail the seas, travel the world, be my girl and I your man.
We'd shine so bright, nothing they can tell us. You and me make the whole world jealous. Oh, 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 oh.
Did you love that? So celebrate Israel Bulus and Esther Lusola. All right? So do you understand what we're saying now? Nobody looks at this and not wants to fall in love. But when you look at it, you will also hear the depth of commitment. Till we are old and gray, wrinkled and frail, forever by your side I'll stay. So I said it. If you got the depth, we will hear it in what you say. Don't let them believe that you have to say boom, boom.
Thank you for listening. To get a copy of this message and other life-transforming messages, please visit our shop at www.ffi.ng/shop or call 0706-969-6499. God bless you.